Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Surrendered my life over to God. I became free that day.
Yes.
I died to the old me and became a new me in Christ, which allowed me to be free. Welcome.
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 To the free set.
And the pastor.
I am Tywin Eagle Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm excited about being here as usual. It's good to always see you and hear your voice.
Amen. Amen. It's good to be seen. It's good to be seen.
It's like he don't be at home at night or something. You're back.
I'm trying to see where you're going with
it. I know, right?
You're here every day, so.
Every day, all day. I just thank God for you. Thank you. I just want to thank God for our listeners, those that tune in and support the preacher and the pastor show. We just want to thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, it is. God has made it possible for us to be here. And we just want to thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall
rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Exceedingly glad in it.
Exceedingly glad in it. Because we didn't have to be here. God has counted us worthy to be here another day.
Yes, everybody didn't wake up this morning. So everybody didn't get a chance to experience this day. So I count it all joy to be able to experience this brand new day.
Amen, amen. If you just can't tune in to the Preaching the Pastor show, today we're talking about...
What season are you in?
Yeah, what season? What season are you in? I've had some hurricane seasons, you know, and I had some seasons. We're going to talk about that today on the show, just being open and honest about what season are you in?
Oh, yeah, I've also been to some seasons, and I think there are some more seasons to actually go in. And I'm just going to be glad about it. You know, God has brought me through the last season and the season that I'm in today, and I appreciate him bringing me through this season as well.
Amen. If you just didn't tune in to the preacher and the pastor, so we're talking about what season are you in. And today we have a special guest. We're going to have Minister Mims, Fred Mims on the show today. So we're excited about having him on the show. We thank God for him and, you know, him giving his time up to be here on the show. So it's definitely a blessing when we can have another man or woman of God on the show to be able to, you know, give us their revelation and knowledge of the Word of God. So we're definitely excited about that on today. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about what season are you in? When we talk about season is a period of time. So each, and when we think about seasons in life, like, you know, we always think about the four divisions of the year, which is spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And sometimes we have winter in the summer and summer in the winter. And if you live here in Texas, some of our winters don't feel like winter. They feel like we have summer all year long. And so we're talking about what season are you in, understanding there's a time for everything. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3, which is Solomon's general observation, well, everything has its time. And the Bible says, I'm just going to kind of go through it with you all. Ecclesiastes 3 says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, and there's a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, and a time to tear, and a time to show, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, and a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. And if we understand that we're doing these things out of season, which is out of time, it can cost or it could bless us. It can hinder us. So what the Bible is saying here is time is important. So all the experiences listed in these verses are appropriate at certain times. The secret to peace with God is to discover, accept, and appreciate God's perfected timing, his perfect time for our life. The danger is to doubt or resent God's timing. This can lead to despair, rebellion, or moving ahead without his advice. So when is there a time for hating? Because when you hear hating, you're like, well, how is there a time for hate? So there is a time for hating. We shouldn't have hate. We shouldn't hate evil people, but we should hate what they do. We should also hate it when people are mistreated, when children are starving, when God is being dishonored. In addition, we must hate sin in our lives. Amen?
Amen. Amen. What season are you in? Now, not too many years ago, I was in a season that I did not want to be in. Not only that, I did not want to be in this season, I did not ask to be in that season. Now, I'm not talking about summer or fall or winter or anything like that. I'm talking about being in a place in life to where, you know, it was very hard. It was very hurtful, you know, heartbrokenness, you know, a lot of things was going on as far as things were being taken away or disappearing. Or it was like a breakdown. From the job that I was working on to even people that I was dealing with, you know, for a long period of time. It was just a lot of things that were going on at one time, and I did not understand it. I did not understand it. Now, let me remind you, I definitely trust God through everything. You know, even then, I was trusting God. You know, I was probably not as active in the Word like I should have been. I think I was maybe I'm just going to tell the truth. I was probably about a three-quarter Christian. And I wasn't, I'm just going to be honest about it. I wasn't spending the amount of time that I needed to spend in the body of Christ, you know, reading the Word, trusting the Word, and being doers of it. You know, I was doing just a little bit of it, what I thought was enough, and then after I did that enough, I went on out and I did whatever I wanted to do. And I believe right there in that place there was where I started to experience a season that I did not want to be in, which was a lot of brokenness. If I had to describe it, I would say it was like being in a crisis or something like that. I don't think I ever met anyone that was in a crisis, but that's what it seemed like to me. It seems like, you know, my whole world was turning upside down. But it was in that place right there where I just felt like, you know what, I can't be broken any more than this. I can't be broken. I can't be any hungrier. I can't be any colder. I can't be any angry. This is as far as I can go. And I just decided, I was like, you know what, God, I'm just going to trust you anyhow. I'm just going to trust you anyhow. And I reminded myself that I have been in times similar, maybe not that bad, but I have been in times similar, and God brung me through it. He brung me through it all. I did not know how I was going to come out of those situations, but it was God that brung me out of those situations that I was in and paid me pretty good. When I say paid, that means everything that I lost at the particular time or however I was feeling at the time, you know, I wasn't feeling like that, and I had a lot of joy, and I was able to tell somebody, you know, like, man, I remember when you was, oh, you just broke down, but I remember that, but I'm looking at you now, oh, man, you got it going on now. But what they did not realize, it was not something that I have done for myself. It was me trusting in God, you know, to bring me through them situations. And I came along through that situation pretty good. I definitely came along through this situation pretty good. So it's time for me to put aside my foolishness and get on the path that God has for me. And that was a decision that I made. I made a decision, you know what, I'm not going to be doing these foolish things anymore. I'm not going to be saying this foolishness. That brings me over to Matthew chapter 7, verses 13. Now, this was Jesus speaking here, and he was saying, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there which go in at that way. There are many people that were going the same way that I was going, doing all the same things that I was doing and saying all the same things that I was saying. And it was a lot of destruction that was going on in my life. So I can just imagine, you know, that me making that decision that, you know, I'm not going to be like this anymore. I made the decision. I'm just going to trust God through everything. And from that day all the way to this day, you know, I asked God, can I say that? I think about the things that I'm going to say. But usually I just fly off the handle. You say something to me, I'm going to fly off the handle, and I'm just going to say whatever. The first thing came to my head, which would cause a lot of problems. Now I would think, you can ask my wife this, you know, she can confirm this. I would think about the things that I say, and after I think about them, you know, I'll be asking, you know, so, you know, for permission to say that, or should I say that, or should I not say that? And even the things that I do, you know, I ask God, where is it that you would have for me to go today? What you have for me to do? I carry a pen and a notepad with me. I literally do this. I carry a pen and a notepad. And when God tells me things, when I know it's the Holy Spirit that's telling me things, I will write it down. And if it ain't the Holy Spirit, I still will write it down. And I will ask myself, does this line up with the Word of God? And if it don't line up, then I know, okay, well, Satan, you're probably trying to use me. So I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to say that. But if it lines up with the Word of God, now this works for me. I mean, I use that. So that's the season that I'm in. I'm in that season of allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me. Amen.
Amen. If you just didn't tune in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we're talking about what season are you in. There is a season, there's a time for everything, and making sure that we are in our right season. There's a time to plant, there's a time to sow, and we just need to know what season we're in so that we can prosper in that season, so that we can grow and that we can reap the harvest that we plant. So we have to understand we're planting peace in our life. We're planting unity. Just understanding what are you planting so you can reap that, because if you're planting discord, you're going to reap discord. If you're planting hate, if you're planting betrayal and deceit, you know, if you're lying and scheming and you're planting that, guess what? There's going to be a time that you're going to reap that. It may not be that year. It may be 6 years, 10 years, even when you talk about the apple tree. Now, an apple tree has a time to plant the apple tree before you get an apple. So most planting an apple takes place in the spring. So, but you got to understand this. It takes 6 to 10 years to bear an apple on that apple tree, about 6 to 10 years. So though you're reaping, though that you're planting, you know, in one particular part of the year, you may not reap that thing that you're planting. You know, it may not be the next season. It may not be, you know, this year, but it definitely could be 6 years from now, 10 years from now, that you're reaping that thing, and you forgot all about it. You forgot what you planted, what you put into the earth, what you have established in the earth, and now that thing is coming back. So we have to be careful to understand when it's time to plant, when we're planting, because some of us are operating in a season of harvesting when we should be planting, and planting when we should be harvesting. So we have to understand that when should we be planting, and making sure that we're planting the right things in the right season. If you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we are talking about what season are you in, and do you know what season you're in? You know, even with hurricane season, we were talking about earlier, we have an opportunity to prepare for hurricane season, but can you really fully prepared for hurricane season? You can be overly prepared, and sometimes you're not prepared enough, but just understanding what season you're in so that you know how to operate in that season, because if you're out of season, we know we have a season where it rains a lot here. There's a season, you know, where it's really dry. What season are you in? Like my husband said, that came a time where he had to, you know, he was in a season where he wanted to get connected with God. He wanted to seek God and not his own way. You know, same thing with me. I wanted all that God had for me. I was in that season where it was time for me to give it all over to God, and I was really ready, and I was taking the time to really get into the Word of God. And even when we look in the Bible and look at Jesus, when Jesus came, he didn't go straight into ministry when he was a young boy. And it says in the Bible that at 30 years old. So we look at Luke chapter 3, verse 23. It says, now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being as was suppose the son of Joseph. So when we look in the Bible at this, so imagine the Savior of the world working in a small town carpenter shop until he was 30 years old. It wasn't his time yet. It wasn't his season to come out. It wasn't his season to go into ministry. So you have to understand when is our season. What season are you in? Amen?
Amen. Amen. Now, you were saying how Jesus didn't go into ministry until he was 33 years old. Well, you know, that has a lot of significance in life, because it was around about that time, around about the age when I was about 33 years old. That was around about the time, you know, where my eyes would begin to be opened up to things that I'd never even seen before. So when you said that, I was like, wow, because that's about how old I was when I made a decision that, you know what, I ain't finna do all this foolishness anymore. Was around about the age of 33. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that happened, you know, just, but that was around about the age I was, about 33, when I decided to grow up.
Let's yes, just be amen. Honest,
I decided to grow up around about the age of 33. So when you said that, like, that resonated, you know, something in me. Bro, from that time all the way to this time, you know, I just been on this journey, and you know, God been, he been changing a lot of things in my life. He been changing a lot of things in my life. You know, I'm single man at the time, and I thought I had it going on, but I realized, you know, I ain't got nothing going on. You know, what am I doing out here?
My Lord.
You know, now, God have put me in a position to do more than I ever thought that I ever could do. Gave me a beautiful wife.
Amen.
It gave me a beautiful wife. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So I would have never thought that. I would have never thought that, but I would have said maybe 10 years ago, oh, no, I'm not getting married. Oh, no, what? Getting married? No, I'm doing too much now. You know, I got my career. You know, I got this. You know, I got all this right here stuff going on. But is there something about when you make a conscious decision on your life, instead of making a conscious decision on what you can do for yourself, you know, you're right there. I'm in that place where you can receive. You can receive a lot. You know, a lot of stress went out the door, a lot of pain and hurt. You know, all that, you know, went out the door because, you know, hey, God, I'm just gonna let you lead me. I'm just gonna let you lead me through anything, through everything, because I know I can only mess it up. Because I've messed it up already. I can only mess it up. And I'm mad at someone else because, you know, something I done messed up. But when you make that decision that, you know, God, you're going to let him use you, not only do you get all the things that you need, you get way more than what you ever asked for. You get way more than you ever asked for. So, I mean, I'm loving this season. I'm definitely loving this season. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If you just been tuning in, we're talking about what season are you in? I had to go back to what you're saying, you know, about you were in your 30s. You're still in your 30s, but you're in your early 30s. You decide, okay, this is the time this is the season for me to give it all over to God. And when we're talking about Jesus, when he started his ministry at 30 years old, so as we look at it, it seems incredible that Jesus would have been content to remain in Nazareth all that time, but he patiently trusted the Father's timing for his life in ministry, understanding that as a season. In a time, and as we know, with a season, it's a beginning, and it's always an ending to a season. So, when we look at this, we look at 30 was the prescribed age for priests to begin their ministry then. So Joseph was 30 years old when he began serving the king of Egypt, and David was 30 years old when he began to reign over Judah. And so age 30 then was a good time to begin an important task in Jewish culture. So like Jesus, we need to resist the temptation to jump ahead before receiving the Spirit's direction. You know, we want to make sure that we're in season and we're operating in the right season, the right time. So the question is, are you waiting and wondering what your next step should be? Don't jump ahead. Trust God's timing, because it is about timing. When we're talking about season, it's about the time you're supposed to do it. And when you operate in the right season, you get the perfect results. When you're operating in the right season, you get perfect results. And we were talking about planning. You know, I know you know a little bit about farming, my love. I know you know a little bit about farming. And, you know, if you're planting the wrong season and you're going to look for when it's time, harvest time, and you're trying to plant during harvest time, the wrong seed at the wrong time, you're going to, when you go back trying to harvest, and you won't get anything.
That's right.
And that's just that's like right. when you, and then if you try to purchase something out of season, like I like cherries, I like strawberries, I like, you know, oranges and stuff like that. There's a season that they are available and you can get them for a good price. But if you try to purchase those things out of season, it costs you more money. So I know strawberries are in season around April to August. You know, it doesn't mean the store doesn't have them after the season is up, but it's going to cost me a lot more money if I just wait until the season come to purchase it. So if you're operating out of season, it's going to cost you more if you just wait and operate in the right season. And there's a season that's out of season. And even with sports, there's a season. You have basketball season, you have football season, you have baseball season. And even when they have their season, there's a season that they're out of season and they're in the season of training. It's a training season. Then there's game season, and there's a season for the playoffs. So we have to understand, what season are you in? Are you operating in the right season? Be blessed. Be blessed in your season. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Every single season that you're in, you know, definitely count it all joy, because, you know, it's God that has. He has your back, he has your side, and he has your front. You know, you have to realize that.
Amen.
You have to realize that. And that was something that we were going through doing Bible study. Tonight, you know, we always talk about Bible study. You know, we get fed a lot in Bible study. We have Bible study right before the show starts. And I believe, you know, we allow the Holy Spirit to use us to actually have Bible study with each other. And, you know, we get a lot of revelation and knowledge. But that was one of the things what we were talking about, how God, you know, has a limit. You know, God has a limit on the time that we would spend in the season that we're in. I think we said in the brokenness that we were in, but in the season that we're in, you know, there's a limit on that. There is a limit, you know, on the time that you're going to be there. You know, just trust God. Just trust God. And when you truly trust, you know, God, and you give it all over to him, you know that he's going to bring you through it. You know, this is just my time. You know, I'm just going to be here for a little while. You know, even Jesus told that to his disciples over there in John 14, that you only be that he have to leave you just for a little while, but it's not going to leave you comfortless. You know, he's going to send the comforter for you. He's going to send the comforter for you. And we should definitely know that we have the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit of wherever you at in life, whatever it is that you're doing in life, whether it's is looking good for you, make sure you are depending on God. Make sure you're depending on the Holy Spirit to lead you. Or even if it's not such a good season, still make sure that you are depending on God. Make sure you are asking the Holy Spirit to lead you throughout every single season that you're in. You know, make sure that you are trusting and believing in God through every season, because you don't never know when it's going to change. You don't never know when anything is going to change. But just like, you know, you said, like farming, farmers know to store up the crops. They know not to just not have crops for the whole year. They know how to harvest. They know how to plant. They know how to harvest and have enough to be able to give away for them to be able to use for the whole year, you know, in that season where they can't grow anything out of the ground. You know, they know that. Well, we should do the same thing. We should make sure that we are planting the right seeds. And this seed that we should plant should be the seed of the Word of God that we plant inside of our mind that is going to grow inside of our body. They call that manifest. When it grows, grows down, it gets deeply rooted inside of us. You know, we trusted and believing in it. You know, it's going to sprout up. It's going to produce good fruit. It produces good fruit so we can be able to enjoy it. And this good fruit that we're able to enjoy, other people that's associated with us will also be able to enjoy these good fruits. All because of the seed, because of the word that we have chosen to trust. Amen.
Amen. Welcome you all to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're talking about what season are you in. A lot of us have been through a lot in our lives. We experienced a lot of turmoil and trials and tribulations, and you just waiting for that season to be over, heartache and pain and struggle, and then you came into your season of blessing. That's one of the things I pray, mm-hmm. I decree and I declare as we pray that we are in our season of breakthrough, you know, breakthrough in our peace and our joy and our
yeah.
happiness and mercy, that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles and, you know, God's blessings and favor. You know, speak those things over your life, because you can go from one season to another and your season can just get greater depending on what you're planning in your season. Correct me if I'm wrong. When you plan, there's a breaking. You know, you have to break the ground to, you know, put the seed
right.
down, and you so it has to be a breaking down, and it has to be, then you got to go into, and then when that seed begins to take root, you know, take root, it's a whole process that nobody sees. That's the same thing as you planting yeah. in your life. Nobody sees what you planted until it manifests. So be careful what you're planting, as I stated earlier. If you're planting seeds of distrust, dishonesty, you know, if you're planting seeds of deceit, of anger, if you're planting those kind of
yeah.
seeds, be careful. Just because nobody can see it, it will eventually manifest. It will break through again through that same ground that you planted,
yeah.
that you broke through to actually sow that seed. So we got to be very, very
right.
careful. You know, don't fool yourself thinking because, I've planted this yarn, I put it out there, and that's it. You know, and I can walk away from it. I can say what I want to say and do what I want to do and don't have to worry about that. But trust and believe, one day it's going to come back. So be careful to know what season you're in and what you're planting, because you will reap that harvest. Amen? If you just here tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we do have Minister Mims on the line, so we're going to bring him through. Pastor, unless there's something else you wanted to say before we bring Minister Mims on the line, I'm so happy to have him tonight on the show.
Yes, I was just agreeing with you. I don't have much more to say. I think we covered a lot of ground here, but you're right about that seed there that you sowed. Make sure you care about what you say and what you're thinking and what you're doing, because, you know, you should to sow those do-good seeds. And if you are saying anything or doing anything yet, you should expect to reap the harvest of what you sow. And I didn't understand what that really meant until I actually had to experience life on that one. Amen.
It will come back and slap you in the face so hard, you got to be careful.
Amen.
Anyway, you just said to me, we're talking about what season are you in at this time. We're going to bring on live Pastor Mills on the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you. God bless you all.
Yes,
it is a privilege and an honor that I honor God for you all, you all being on the show and the word that you all spread and the word of acknowledgement that is inside of you, that God is doing a great work in you. What season
Thank
I may
God.
Be in, I'm in a season of I guess I would say patience, a little more patience as far as what that harvest is going to produce, because I have sown, and I know I have sown, not to be saying I've sown braggingly, or in a way that that soil, you know, the seed has fallen on great soil, because we know that sometime when you sow a seed, that seed can fall on three different sides of the turf. It can fall on a stony ground, or it can fall where
That's
there's
right.
thorns and thistles are, but then it can fall on a great heart. no matter which way we are in the season of trying to deliver the word. We know that the word will penetrate its time, and no matter what happens, we know that God will get glorified. And I agree with you all, and totally, because, you know, we should be minded that in the season, we know that once we're planted and rooted, God wants us rooted down deep inside. So when the trials and the tribulations come, when the winds blow, because they will come, that's the seasons, that's the time. You know, it may get cold every now and then. It may get really, really hot every now and then. And then there comes a flood every now and then. But we must remain, as God says, to wait and be patient with me. Be still and see the salvation of God. Because sometimes we may want to rush the seed to reproduce. We want to plant it. We want to water it, and then we want to pluck it up real quick. But God says there's a time and a season for everything.
Amen.
There's a time for plucking. There's a time for war. There's a time for sowing. There's a time for reaping. There's a time for harvest. So
Minister Mills, let me put a period right there. Minister Mills, I know you can go on and on, but let us say a little something. Let us get a little something in. Yeah, because we went through Ecclesiastes 3 and talked about the time and the seasons. But we want to know a little bit about you, and we'll ask you a couple of questions here, and then we have a partner show. It's called Preach Preacher, and we'll give you 3 minutes and put whatever God has on your heart to preach to the people that's listening. But we want to know a little bit about you, how you got started in ministry. You know, how did you know that God was calling you into the fivefold ministry?
Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I was raised up in the church when I was younger. I knew about Christ. I was a believer when I was younger. Now, I did stray away and went down the wrong path. I ended up hanging with the wrong crowd, and not so much as just hanging with the wrong crowd, but I recall that God gave me a will to do what I was supposed to do in the first place. You know, everybody has that will, but I chose to follow the wrong path, and I ended up on drugs. I ended up smoking crack cocaine. I was on crack cocaine for about 14 years, and I had been strung out for a long time. But at the same time, I was not only doing crack. I was doing marijuana. I was alcoholic. I was smoking cigarettes. I was smoking marijuana as well. I was popping pills. I was a party animal. I would go out and hang out and party. But then the drugs had got a hold to me, and it would keep me up all night long. Until I cried out to God. I cried out and I asked God. I said, God, you got to help me get off of this drug. Now, little did I know I was interested that I didn't study the Bible enough. But when I did ask for help, God sent someone. He sent people around me. I had a desire to learn Spanish also. But I thought maybe if I would leave my hometown and go somewhere else, then I would get delivered. Yet, and still, I realized that when I left to go somewhere else, to go to AA meetings, that spirit of addiction was still, I felt where I was at.
We have the connection is getting bad here. I don't know if it's your phone, but we're not getting everything that you're saying. Pastor, are you hearing him clearly? Because over here I'm not hearing him clear. It's kind of breaking up, like it's distorted.
Yeah, it's breaking up on your, you know, let's try again,
Minister Mims. Let's see, maybe you have to call back in because it's breaking up, and we want to hear everything that you're saying.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, go ahead.
What I'm going to do is I actually had to leave out of my house because we were doing some work in my house, and so I have a bad.
I think we lost him again. Hello.
I'm amongst everybody. Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you?
All right.
Okay, you're back.
All right. Yeah,
okay.
Man.
Yeah, I had to pull away from my house. I was actually sitting out in my car, which is. House. Can you hear me now?
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
You hear me? Okay. I knew Christ a long time ago when I was younger, and at this point I I had gotten strung out on drugs. I had been strung out on drugs, on crack cocaine, for about 15 years.
I think we lost him again. Maybe he'll try to call back. Yeah, maybe he'll try to call back. If you're just now tuning in to the Preach and the Pastor Show, we're talking about what season are you in. And we had Minister Mims on the line, but we somehow his line got disconnected. He's having some issues over there. So hopefully he'll call back in, and we'll get to hear his testimony for what God has, you know, done for him, where he's, you know, what season he was in, and how that season ended. And so we definitely want to continue to lift him up in prayer. And so we just want to thank God for his life, health, and strength, and him allowing God to use him at this time in his life, and understanding it was a time and season for him to come out and be delivered and set free from all the worldly things that was trying to consume him, the drugs, the alcohol, the people. And we just thank God. Okay, it seems like he's back on the line. All right, let's pull him back in here. All right, Minister Mim?
Yes, yes. I apologize.
Okay, there we go.
Amen.
No problem.
Can you all hear me? Can you all hear me better now?
Oh yeah, we can hear you good now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah, and
you
I, you know, okay, good. I was actually strung out on the crack. The crack began to take me to a different level of a place where all I wanted was crack. All I wanted to do was to crack cocaine, and I would sell everything that I had in my hands, everything on my feet, everything on my neck. I sold. It was almost as if I had sold my soul to allow myself to get the drugs. I went to Louisiana, and I thought maybe I could get away from the drugs. I thought I can get clear, but there were drugs there also. But it was until I came back, and I really dug down deep and said, God, if you don't save me, I may as well just commit this suicide. And at this point in time, I thought about being suicidal, but God wouldn't allow me to do anything wrong to myself because God had a plan. I ended up where I decided I would go to this Hispanic ministry because I wanted to learn Hispanic. You know, I wanted to learn Spanish. I went to this ministry. And this ministry was involved with the same ministry that I come in through. I let the enemy talk me out of going in. And then I came back to another ministry, which was the same ministry. They all were affiliated together. And this ministry, when I first walked in, I walked in, and I was living as in the world, but I was ready to give up and change my life. But when I walked into the door, there was this three-story building. Now, in my mind, I had thought about getting myself off of the drugs. I was thinking about this nice, big, old, pretty house, great apartments, riding on horses, you know, out in the pasture. You know, it was just like a Spring Shadow Glen's little moment that I thought about. You know, but God brought me to a place where there was a home. It was a three-story building. It had boards on the third floor. It had ceiling. It had window fans in the window, and the screen doors were wide open. I walked into this building where there were about 45 people, men. I experienced God's love there, and at that moment, God began to touch my life. He changed me, and he took away the drugs. He took away the cigarettes. He took away the alcohol. It's because I gave my life to Christ at that moment. When I gave my life to Christ, I knew that I had an opportunity to change. At that point, I found my purpose. I found a purpose, and not just because I actually just wanted to get off. I wanted to get off the drugs and just go back home and be a family man. But God had a plan. At that point, that plan was not just to go back home and begin, you know, just live a life of family life. That plan was a plan and a purpose that God had already orchestrated for me 2,000 years ago, that I was going to go out and reach out into the land. I had to reach for those that are lost. Once he had grabbed me, once I accepted Christ, I had to change all identity. Not me changing identity, I apologize. I didn't just exactly change identity, but God changed the identity that I had. And he had also let everybody know that my identity had changed. Because, you know, when you're a drug addict or you're a crack addict or you're an alcoholic, people tend to call you those names. People tend to slander your name out. But before I could get out of the ministry, or I mean out of the home, I'm still with the ministry. I've been with the same ministry now 29 years. Before I can get out of the rehab home, which I stayed in there a year and 3 months, before I can get out of the home, God had already told everybody there, even the drug dealers that I used to deal with and the drug dealers that I used to buy from, he had already let them know that I was his son. I was his child.
Amen.
And at this very moment.
When I walked
out on the street, I mean, I couldn't believe my eyes, but when I walked out on the street, God had all of them to shut down and stop dealing their drugs when I would come around because of the respect that had changed. God had put the respect upon me as well.
If you just can't tune in to the Preach and the Pastor Show, we have Minister Mims on the show at this time, and we're just excited about his testimony. Right now, we're talking about what season are you in, as he's talking to us about the season in his life and how God brought him out of that season and how he allowed God to change his life once he surrendered all over to God. Pastor, I know you have a question or two for him, so let's ask Minister Mims, are you still there with us?
Yes.
Yes,
okay, Pastor has a couple questions he want to get to with you before we wrap up the show here.
Okay.
Yeah, Pastor Mims, I just want to just say I appreciate you having the courage to be able to tell your testimony. You know, there is somebody that's listening in today that just may be struggling with the same thing that God done brought you through. And because, you know, God brought you through it, you know, that was a place where you were definitely experienced the brokenness of this world. And God brought you through it to be able to minister someone so they won't have to die from it. You didn't die from your situation. You know, it was God that had his hand on you the whole time. And I thank you for your testimony. And I'm quite sure that someone else is listening and thank you for your testimony as well. But my question is for you is that when you knew that God transformed you, I mean, you were saying it right now, you know, God was transforming you. Did you realize there was something that you needed to keep you in that place from going back to being the old you?
Yes. I I'm glad you asked me that. Now I recall and I remind you that when I left to go into this rehab home, I left three boys behind with a mother to take care of those children.
Uh-huh.
And when I got into that ministry and I found God's love and God touched me and he showed me the plan and the purpose that he wanted me to do, my boys, the first thing that they asked me was, when was I coming home?
Right.
All I could tell them was I found home already.
Mm-hmm.
Not meaning that I wasn't coming back, meaning right. that I had a home that was not made by man's hands, that I had a purpose that when I do come back, things are going to be changed. And at an instant, my boys, all three of my boys were filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank
and,
God.
And I went back. After a year, I went back. I mean, I seen them every weekend. But once I was there for a month or so, I dedicated my life to Christ. My life to Christ proceeded over to be able to take care of their lives now because at one point I was not taking care of their lives. And once I found Christ, I was able to wrap them more in my bosom. I was taking care of them, but I wasn't taking care of them the way I should because I was dibbling dabbling with the drugs. I was doing this and doing that. But I ended up, once I did accept Christ and I found my purpose, that I became a minister. I became a preacher. I became a teacher. I became that evangelist. I had to go back out and reach those that were out there lost because of the simple fact that I know that raising up kids, when you are on drugs, when you're on this and when you're on that, and those that are not on this and on that, it doesn't take a lot for the enemy to influence you or your children.
That's right.
Because we fight against spirits, we fight against principalities and wicked high places.
Yes.
And it's, and I used to always fault the guys that I hung around about mm-hmm. me getting hung out on drugs. But it wasn't their fault. It was the enemy that was deceiving them as well. But I got caught up being deceived because I did not obey God when he told me not to.
Right.
And so once I began to obey God more, more things are able to happen. Even in unobedience, things still would happen, but God will give me the opportunity to repent or ask him, God, I missed it.
Yeah.
Can you revive me? Can you restore me? Can you keep me? You know, even if I miss it, God, don't let me go off the track too far. Don't let
me wander
away.
Amen.
You just can't tune into the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're talking about what season are you in. We have Minister Mims on the line right now. And, it's just an eye-opener for a lot of people to see and know. You hear all the time that, to be able to be in a place where it seems like all hope is gone. And you're at that door, death is right there at the door knocking. And all you have to do is open and let it in. But God showed up. And he had another way for you. And when we decide to go the way that God has for us, understanding that that season is over with, that you're in a new season and God is taking you in a whole other direction, if you just trust and accept God's time. And a lot of times we want to do things out of season and out of order. And when we do that, we end up out of order ourselves. Our life becomes out of order. We end up operating out of order. And then we make out of order our regular, our normal. And then we started looking at other people like they out of order. That whole thing is, that's not normal. So that becomes their normal, operating out of order becomes their normal. And so, it's just, always just thank God, from where he's brought me from and from where he's brought you from and from where he brought my husband from, though it may not be the same place, but it was that same kind of darkness. You know what I mean? Darkness is darkness.
Yeah, yeah.
Light is light.
Correct.
If you've been in a place of darkness and you've been in a place of darkness, we've been in darkness, So it's just, just understand you've helped someone today by your testimony that's probably in that same mm-hmm. place of darkness, that whether my husband been there, I've been there, or you or anybody else we know have been there, to understand that you too can come out. You too don't have to operate in darkness. Jesus came. He is the light. He is our light that leads us, that guides us. Amen. And so we're excited mm-hmm. to have you on the show, Minister. We only have a few more minutes here left in the show. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. You have 3 minutes on preach whatever on your heart. If you go over the 3 minutes, I'll come in and say amen and let you know that the time is wrapping up. So stay with us. We're going to get right back to you here on the Preaching the Pastor Show. You all, if you just now tuning in, we're talking about what season are you in. You're going to go to a little music break, and we'll be right back with Minister Mills with Preach Preacher. Amen.
Amen.
Breaking news, now let's go to James with the weather. Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
and I know. You survived the past. Now tell your future, I'm on the way. Wait for it, yeah. But things are turning around. So tell word it has several pieces.
Welcome back to the Preaching the Pastor Show.
Hey,
today
welcome.
We're talking about what season are you in? Hallelujah. What season are you in? What season are you in, Pastor?
I'm in a beautiful season. I'm glad I'm in this season 2020. This 2020 season is the year of clarity, and I'm able to see things clearly like I've never ever seen before, and I thank God.
I thank God for it too as well. I'm just excited. We have Pastor, Minister Fred Mims on the show, and this is the time of the show where we have Preach Preacher. All right, Minister Mims, this is your time. Preach Preacher.
I do want to say God bless everyone that is listening and those that always come on the line. God says in his word that if I knock, he's knocking at our doors. If we would allow him to come in, he would come in and dine with us. And that with him dining with us, he would allow us to dine with him. So if we would just give our lives over to God. Now, we don't want to just try to push you away from God. So we don't harm you with God's word. We know that God is a loving God. We know that God is all omnipotent God. God loves every one of us. He doesn't love us no different. He loves us all the same. God wants you to come to him on every situation. If you allow him to do the work inside of you, I guarantee you that his word says that the work that he started, he will complete. And I know sometime it gets rough. Sometime we go through trials and tribulation. But I know that if you keep your hand in God's and keep wise, be wise as God is wise. Keep your hand in God's hand and God will make you a better person. He will allow you to travel the destination that he's allowed you to travel. He has a great plan. He has a plan for our lives, and it's nothing but greatness. I just want to say God bless everyone that hears the word and everyone that does not know, but I know that there is a place that you have already heard that word. And the word of God says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that word. Let us pray for you. Father God, we thank you right now for the life, health, and strength of your son. Father God, we ask, God, that you continue to strengthen him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you would pour out your blessings on him right now, that he won't have room enough to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, Lord, we ask that you fix that that's broken, Lord God, and mend the tear in his soul. Father God, you know him better than he knows himself, Lord God. So you know everything that he needs, Lord. Let there be no lack of your goodness and excellence operating through and about his life, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, and that's for what you've done and what you're doing and what you're about to do for your son, oh God, as he is being obedient, oh God, to follow you in all the ways, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, baptize him right now with your Holy Ghost and with fire. Let him receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy, Lord God. And Father God, we're going to say thank you that he knows his season, oh God, and that you will help him during this season, oh God. We decree and we declare greatness over your life right now. We bless your finances, oh God. Bless his finances, oh God. Bless him, oh God. Let him receive your peace right now, the peace that surpasses all understanding, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, over your family, all that you love and concerned about, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you're protected and covered by the blood. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. We'll have you back on the show soon one day. We just thank God for you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You all do the same. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. If you're just going to tune into the Preaching the Pastor show as we wrap up the last few minutes of the show, this is our time of the show where this is food for thought. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, you know what? I was going to do one thing for food for thought, but, you know, I'm just going to be led. You know, the Holy Spirit is telling me to do something else. I want to do tonight is I'm going to do food for thought, but what I want to do tonight is I want to allow all the listeners right now, all the listeners that's online right now, think of whatever it is that you are dealing with right now in your life. Whatever it is that you are dealing with right now in your life, I want you to think past what you're dealing with and think yourself into the place where you have came through it. And just stay right there just for a second. The reason why that is important for you to do that is because anything that you can imagine yourself to do or you imagine yourself to be and you trust that God is going to do it, what you're doing is you're seeing yourself in that situation or you're seeing yourself out of that situation. One of the most powerful things that you can do, you know, as a Christian is to think, because when you think, it's the Holy Spirit that is showing you things through your imagination. That is the thing that Satan wants to use your imagination to keep you in that place to where you're at. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to use your imagination, because it says that we should to say things and we should think things as though they already were, as though they are. So because you're doing it, you'll use that powerful weapon and trust that all that God shows you, that it is going to show up in your life. Just a little food for thought for you tonight. Amen.
Amen. If you just now tuned in to the Preaching the Pastor show, again, we want to thank Minister Fred Mims for being on the show today. Definitely blessed the show with his testimony. I mean, just a powerful testimony where God has brought him from and what God is still doing in him, doing a mighty great work. And we just thank God for him. And what I want to say, you know, we're talking about what season are you in. I'm just led to go to Ecclesiastes 11. Real quickly, we have only a couple of minutes here on the show. It said, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a servant to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves unto the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. Verse 4 says, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. Verse 5 says, as you do not know what is the way of the wind or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. What season are you in? Just take a look over there, you all. Let it meditate. We have only a few minutes in the show. But in these verses, Solomon summarizes that life involves both risk and opportunity. Because life has no guarantees, we must be prepared. Cast your bread upon the water means that life has opportunities and we must seize them, not merely play it safe. Solomon does not support a despairing attitude. Just because life is uncertain does not mean we should not do nothing. What season are you in? We need a spirit of trust and adventure, facing life's risk and opportunities with God, directed enthusiasm and faith. Waiting for the perfect condition will mean an activity. Now, this practical insight, especially applicable to our spiritual life. If we wait for the perfect time and place for personal Bible reading, we will never begin. If we wait for a perfect church, we will never join. If we wait for the perfect ministry, we will never serve. Take steps now to grow spiritually. Don't wait for conditions. They may never exist. What season are you in? God bless you. We love you. Tune in tomorrow night to the Preaching the Pastor show. And I believe tomorrow night we are talking about, are you Christ-like? Are you Christ-like? Check yourself. Yeah. Like they used to say before you wreck yourself. Amen. God bless you all. Take care. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. here on the Preacher and the Pastor show. We love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. Love you, baby. God bless you, too.
Ain't
nothing you can do about it.
Come on, put your hands together.